When you ask the Lord to show what it would take to clear your conscience, He might take you up on it. That's what Dr. Jerry Kirk discovered.
I'm reminded of a time in a communion service where the Lord spoke to me very clearly that there were three people that I needed to be in touch with and work through our relationship. And one of those was the mayor of Cincinnati. And as a result of that, he and I were reconciled and brought back together.
This is the Revive Our Hearts podcast for Friday, April 15th, 2016. All week, Nancy's been sharing with us about the joy of having a clear conscience, of being right with God and other people. If you missed any of the programs, you can catch them at reviveourhearts.com. Today, we'll hear the prayers of a group of leaders praying for a revival, and specifically praying that believers would discover what it's like to have a clear conscience. We'll hear from Byron Paulus, Nancy DeMoss-Wagglemuth, Jeremy Story, Kevin Adams, Al and Susan Henson, Al Whittinghill, Jim Cimbala, and to start things off, here's Dr. Jerry Kirk, the man who had to be reconciled with the mayor of Cincinnati. He'd been reading the chapter on a clear conscience in the book Nancy wrote with Tim Grissom. Here's Dr. Kirk.
I was surprised as I went through this chapter this week with the realization that there are some persons, again, that I need to work this through with. And sometimes because of theological differences, we presume it is okay to not treat one another relationally the way our Lord has said. So I want us to focus in on our own sins, our own need for cleansing and purity of heart and reconciliation. And maybe it's with some persons in the church, maybe it's racial issues, but let's come to the Lord now and ask Him to search our own hearts and bring to our minds anything that would hinder the release of the fullness of the power of His Spirit within the body of Christ.
Heavenly Father, we come before You when we recognize, O Lord, that You're a God who's a powerful God and a pure God, and You want to work through people like us. And Lord, we do not want to stop Your work. So show us this morning, O Lord, is there anything, is there anyone, any relationship, O God, that is hindering what You want to do?
Yes.
O Lord, we want to be open to You. Heavenly Father, almighty and eternal God, show us, we pray, through Your Spirit.
Father, You have you've made us one, Lord, in Christ, and how You must grieve that we don't experience that oneness with You and with others, Lord, because of a conscience that's not clear and because of the sin that lies in our relationships, Lord. So we just cry out to You now, Father, and praise You that You have sent Your Spirit to be in us and among us and the church across our land, Lord. We pray in Your mercy and Your grace that You would search our hearts, those of us that are listening in today and ourselves and in our meetings tomorrow, Lord. We pray for an outpouring of Your Spirit that would cause people to be sober-minded about this matter of their relationships, Lord. And pour Your Spirit out, Lord, and search our hearts, God, that we might be able to know what hinders You from working among us, God. We cannot go on, Lord. We can't go on, Lord, without Your Spirit. So, God, we cry out to You, Father, to show us that what we need to see, Lord, by Your Spirit, that we might know wherein we need to repent, Lord, and turn and make our relationships right and clear up our conscience, Lord, one with another and with You and with businesses and et cetera, Father. Just please, Father, pour Your Spirit out unto us, Lord.
Oh, Lord, this morning we thank You that Your mercy and Your grace endures forever. We ask that You would give us the power morally, spiritually, every way, inwardly, to love those who despitefully have used us and those we love those who have despitefully used You and somehow to go beyond where flesh could go, to truly demonstrate the love of Christ. Oh, Lord, we just want you to free your spirit within each of us that are here together to have your way, that we might, Lord, lay our lives down even for those who are yet your enemies, and with those that are our close friends, with those bad relationships that we know of. Oh, give us the grace, each one, as we've heard, get up and go to that person and lay our lives down in your presence.
Mm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon your church, Lord, as you have, but allow us to be deathly honest on this matter. And may, no matter what it costs, may we pour ourselves out on the sacrifice of another's faith, that we might not be a stumbling block to them.
Lord, I pray that you might give us a glimpse of the forgiveness that we have had from yourself. Lord, give us a glimpse again of the forgiving Christ, and help us, O Lord, to be imitators fully from the heart.
Lord, we pray for all of those who are gathered with us in prayer. We pray not only, Lord, that you would search our own hearts, but that you would give us wisdom and insight of any need in our families, in our children and their spouses, and our grandchildren, in our associates. Lord, we ask that you would bring about the answer to your prayer, your high priestly prayer, that we might all be one. And so whatever you need to reveal to us, we ask you to do that.
Lord, our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked, Lord. We can't know them, Lord. But Lord, you know our hearts, and you're able to search our hearts. So we cry out, Father, for you to pour out your spirit to all of us today and upon us, that we might be able to hear you and then to rejoice in the opportunity to make things right with you and others, Lord.
Lord, you pour out your blessing in the place where brothers dwell together in unity and oneness of heart. And I'm just thinking about so many people I've talked with just in recent weeks who have shared about unresolved conflicts in their marriage, with their children, between brothers and sisters in the body of Christ who just aren't getting along with each other, and there are walls and there are barriers, and pride has put those up. But you are calling your people to humble ourselves and to be willing to take the first step and to move toward those where there is a distance between us. And Lord, we just believe that when we take you seriously on this issue, that you will pour out the blessing that you've promised. When we dwell together, humility and true love and forgiveness and forbearance and long-suffering, when we're willing to make right these wrongs of the past, that we will see in the church and then overflowing to the lost world around us.
Yes.
The blessing, the outpouring of your spirit of grace. And we pray for that as you move in the hearts of your people to deal with these issues, not to let them go. I just think of churches where, and it's true in all our churches, there are people who are working side by side, serving side by side, sitting side by side, and yet have breaches in relationships. And we pray, Lord, for a healing and a restoration and a brokenness of heart that would result in healing of those broken relationships.
Yes, Lord, this seems so common in every church, Lord. Passive tolerance of one another, Lord, even among ministers and those of us on our knees here. And Lord, we pray for the convicting power that you will lift our thoughts beyond the thoughts of man in this earth. May we have the mind of Christ. Give us the ability to trust you on this matter and to choose your cross and to allow the love of Christ to capture and make our hearts a prisoner.
Yes, God, I just agree with my brother, Father. I ask that you would give us eyes that would see the wisdom of heaven, that would see from your perspective, Father, that would help us to see you and just make everything else seem dim, make everything else seem second best, Father, that would cause us to reconcile to one another for your greater glory.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, I just ask that you would give us what you have asked us to do, which is, Lord, give us the ability to have the same attitude as Christ. Lord, allow us to not put ourselves first, but put others first, to make ourselves humble, even humble to the point of death, Father. Lord, help us to not to hold on to things, but, Lord, to release it and to reconcile to others, to not to hold on to our hurts, Father God. Would you do that work in our hearts this morning, in the hearts of people across this nation, Lord God? We know it's your desire, Father, to bring your Holy Spirit, to bring your conviction, and to bring your direction to honor the Father. So, Holy Spirit, we just ask that you would move across this nation and even across this world in areas where there is division between brethren, between those who are followers of you, Father. Would you place in their heart a deep conviction to reconcile this morning? We know you desire it, Father. We know you're fully capable of it. So, Lord, we ask you in your mighty name and in your mighty power to move in the direction you desire, to bring reconciliation and renewal leading to revival. We know you can do it. And so we ask you, Holy Spirit, would you do this to honor the Father? Would you convict across the nation, including us on the call, Father? Mm. Anything we do to get in your way. Mm.
Yeah. Amen.
And yes. Lord, if love for one another is that chief indicator to the world that we are your disciples, then Lord, the converse would be true, that your world could be sitting back and saying, why doesn't the church love one another? And how can they really be your disciples and your children? Oh, God, I pray that you would tear down the walls and the obstacles and the barriers and the hurts and the offenses and everything, Lord, that is standing between brethren. And that, God, people wouldn't be able to stand in your presence apart from knowing everything is right between them and their brother. And then, God, we know that the overflow of that, you don't need to tell your people to love. Once their consciences are clear, they race to love one another.
Yes.
And then, Lord, as a result, I believe that there would be this quickening in the heart of the lost, that, God, those unconverted, unregenerate would say, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, they would long for the same as they see genuine love flowing out of hearts that are pure one with another. God, do that for your glory, even beginning this very moment as we're praying. God, begin answering our prayer. Begin to pour out your Spirit. And, God, begin to cause your church to clear its conscience one with another so the Lord, the world may see and know that you are. You are our God, and we are your children.
Mm. Father, open the windows of heaven and come down and bless your church across the land, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We are so absolutely helpless without your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have nothing. There's nothing in our hands that we can do, Lord, because we have nothing unless you give it to us, Lord. So we plead with you today. Open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Just make us open as never before and helpless and desperate for the movement and power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Help us not to depend on our talent, our ability, our intelligence, our cleverness, Lord, but help us to be just wide open to you. Not only wide open to others, Lord, and honest with them, but wide open to you, Lord. Come even tomorrow on Lord's Day and spread your blessing across this land, Lord.
Yes.
In churches of every denomination, every place where they call upon your name, Lord, send out your blessing upon your people, Lord, so that people might know that you're real and that you're alive, that sinners might be saved, that there might be conviction of sin, that your name might be glorified. Lord, how can you be glorified in a lukewarm church that's running on its own energy? Come, Lord, and replace our strength with your power, Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Lord God, unite us, we pray, in the key issues as we are praying, all the different key issues, Lord, that we need to respond to. Father, forgive us as churches that sometimes we've argued and got offended over secondary issues and much smaller issues, O God. And I pray, Father, I pray that those of us, Lord, who've got our own little soapboxes that we want to stand on and get everyone to agree with us, oh Lord, will you help us? Oh, Father, to concentrate on the first issues, Lord, to concentrate on the coming of your kingdom, Lord, to see a transformed church, oh, Lord, to reach out to a lost world, oh, God, forgive us that so many secondary issues, Lord, of churchianity, as it were, Lord, have broken relationships. And I pray, oh God, that you might give us a fresh vision of the importance of what you want to do in this generation. Oh, God, forgive us. Forgive us for the small things, Lord, that we have shouted about, and we've been silent about the big things. Oh, God, help us with this. Show us in our individual lives, Lord, where we need to take specific action. And, Lord, I pray in the churches that issues, Lord, small issues compared to the great issues, will dim in significance. Oh, Lord God, please give us a new vision, Lord, of the importance of what you want to do.
Lord, I pray for the husbands out there, those men who wonder why their prayers aren't being answered, and you tell us clearly in Scripture it's because they aren't living with their wives in an understanding way. They're living against them, really, in the walls of their homes. Lord, there are obstacles and barriers, and there is broken relationships, and God, I pray that you would, with men and with husbands all across this land, God, I pray that they would ask you for revival in their hearts, and ask you for revival in their homes, and then, Lord, they would expect you to move then in their community of church and neighborhoods. And so, Lord, would you send a great spirit of conviction and hope and anticipation and obedience and all, Lord, that is necessary in this moment for you to move across the hearts of men and husbands and bring them, Lord, into the joy and the release and the freedom and the victory of a revived life in their relationship with you. God, do it, I pray. And God, may men lead the way. God, I know you're stirring in the hearts of men through prayer in Northwest Arkansas, and I hear you're doing it down in Florida. And there's other pockets, Lord, where men are just crying out to you and seeking you, and you're answering their prayers, and you're moving. God, do it all across the land, in every state, every city, every village. God, move upon our land.
Oh, please, Lord.
Lord, I want to pray for the youth, Father, of this nation, and I want to pray to begin with the for the youth in our churches, O Lord, the Christian youth. I want to thank you, Lord, that 31 years ago you touched me as a young man, Lord, 17 years old, and you came in, Lord, and gave me a new passion, O Father. Lord, you turned my life around, and Father, I pray that you might do the same with 17-year-olds, Lord, and 18-year-olds, and 16-year-olds, Lord, and that, Lord, it would not just be something that they need to do in the sense, oh, now they're becoming just part of a church, but, Lord, that you would birth in them, Lord, a new desire, oh, Father, that they would know the new birth fully, Lord, that they would have transformed minds, transformed desires, Lord, that they would be active, Lord, in telling their friends. I pray for a revival amongst young people, for the young people of our churches. I pray for those who Sunday morning come, Lord, and they just come to church with their parents or grandparents. And, Lord, it's hanging on, Lord. I pray that they might find the truth themselves, O Lord, and there might be a real movement as a result of this. Oh, I pray for the youth. Oh, touch them, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for those whom you are touching. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I pray for fathers, Lord. I wonder how many of our youth in our churches are hardened, Lord, from you, dear Father, because their earthly father has wronged them, Lord, and not living rightly before them, and not being loving to them, and not setting an example, God. So I pray, first of all, Lord, that you would move on the dads across the Church of America, Lord, that you might fulfill this principle of humility and brokenness and clearing their conscience with their children, Lord. And, Lord, help dads to be able to go to their children and say, I have misrepresented Christ here, and I've sinned against you here, so that in the home a right picture of Jesus could be reestablished, Lord, and the fathers could have a clear conscience with their children, the young people, Lord. And then we pray for the sons and the daughters, Lord, that they, out of this example, Lord, would then be able to turn back to their father and their mother and say, we also have disrespected you and dishonored you. And there might be a reconciling in the family unit, Lord, then that these young people might grow up in an environment in the home and the culture of the church, Lord, where they would really see Jesus, Lord. How much, Lord, of Christ is hidden to our young people, even in our church, Lord. And so we cry, Father, that young people would be able to see Jesus because the family and the brothers and sisters at church are really loving each other. And you have said, by this shall men know
that we're your disciples by the way we love one another. And Lord, our young people and our children and our churches are growing up, Lord, seeing moms and dads fussing and fighting and brothers and sisters arguing and conflict. And Lord, the gospel is hidden to our own children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The way of the Lord is hidden to our own kids.
Jesus.
And so, God, we pray for adults in the church, Lord, that they would learn to love each other and love their children. And then the children may say, oh, I see Jesus. I see the love of God. I see the power of the life of Christ to be able to serve one another and love one another. And when we make mistakes, forgive one another, Lord. God, we cry out for thy spirit to be poured out upon this matter, Lord. Then the world, the youth of the culture of the world, and the world will see the Lord because they see a church father who has the power to truly care and love for one another, Father. So we just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, stop brothers and sisters and adults and fathers and mothers, Lord. Stop us, Lord. Until we know that we can find in Jesus the power to live the sanctified, transformed, godly life, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
No longer to be impotent, but to be full of the power of the life of Jesus, we pray.
Mm.
Lord, we just cry out together with these brothers and sisters across the land
for
an outpouring of your Spirit in the matter of these sins, Lord, these sins among us that we need to clear our conscience, God. Just pour out your Spirit in our gatherings in these days, Lord, that the church might truly be revived, Lord, that the church might know life again, Lord, that the world then might see Jesus, Lord, that the gospel would no longer be hid, we pray, Lord.
Father, we ask you to help us with the thousands and thousands of young people, Lord, in the inner cities who don't even have parents, Lord.
Yeah.
They have no father. They've never known a father, and their mother not serving you. And Lord, unless you do something, Lord, and raise up models and spiritual mothers and fathers in the body of Christ, these children are never going to have anyone who cares for them. And Lord, I pray and I lift up all the young people in inner cities across the land.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, who go to homes and face nothing but opposition as they try to serve the Lord. Nothing but opposition, emptiness and opposition. I pray, God, that you will do something that we don't even know how to ask, Lord, but with groans too deep to be uttered. Come, Lord, and do something for these young people, 13, 12, 11, 15, 17. They don't have a hope in this world, Lord, unless you do something great through us and among us, Lord. So we lift them up to you, and we pray that where there is no way to the natural mind, you will make a supernatural way, Lord, that they might be nurtured and loved and encourage and disciple. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Lord, as a final thing, I want to just pray that you will raise up an authority structure over young people that they can respect.
Yeah.
Lord, that you will tear down the false heroes, false models, and the peer pressures that are putting pressure, deceiving the youth. Lord, we pray for the authorities that you will surround these young people with laborers of your harvest and that you will open their eyes and, Lord, disillusion them with falsehoods that they're trusting in this day. We realize this generation, Lord, is like judges. Many don't know you and they don't know your mighty works, but may they see your works and, Lord, specifically give them a right view of godly authority. That they might trust you and love you and be the vanguard of leading this nation back to you.
Father, we long to see the outpouring of your Holy Spirit in our own lives and in our own ministries and in our own homes and in our own cities to awaken and revive and transform your people so that you can use us in whatever way you please. We pray that you would do it, Lord. We bring our lives to you. Change us, Jesus, in any way you want. We want you to rule in our hearts and in our ministries and in our fellowship, one with the other. And in these weekly prayer gatherings, we long, oh God, that you would release the fullness of your Spirit among your people in new ways, Lord, in radically new ways. Teach us to love one another in a way that honors you and pleases you. And to you, Lord Jesus Christ, be all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
That's Jerry Kirk praying for revival with Nancy DeMoss Wagelmuth and other friends. They've specifically been asking the Lord to speak to his people about the importance of having a clear conscience. Nancy writes about what it means to have a clear conscience, to be right before the Lord and with everybody else. She writes about it in a workbook called Seeking Him, Experiencing the Joy of Personal Revival. This would be a perfect 12-week study for your personal quiet time, or invite a group of friends to go through Seeking Him with you. I've been telling you about the workbook all week and giving you the opportunity to get a copy when you support Revive Our Hearts with a gift of any size. Today's the final day we'll be making that offer, so let us hear from you. Ask for Seeking Him when you call 1-800-569-5959 or donate online at reviveourhearts.com. Have you ever considered the wonder that God would adopt you into his family? Tomorrow we'll hear from Dr. Russell Moore. He'll help you appreciate how amazing it is that we can be adopted into God's family. Please be back for Revive Our Hearts. Revive Our Hearts with Nancy DeMoss Wagelmuth is an outreach of Life Action Ministries.